Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio celebrating our 10th anniversary here. We'll probably be doing that for a few months. It was kind of like Linda's birthday. Yeah, we celebrated on the, you know, a couple of days before, a couple of days after, a month after, 2 months after, sometimes 3 months after. Good morning, everybody. It is 7:05 in the morning here on the 8th of October. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. And I'm here with Sue. And Sue, what's the weather and road conditions look like?
Well, today you can expect it to be sunny with a high of 85 and a low of 48. North wind, 5 to 7 miles per hour, becoming west-southwest in the afternoon. Tonight, wind gusts could be as high as 26 miles per hour. As we head into tomorrow, you can expect a fire weather watch in effect tomorrow through Thursday with a high wind advisory. Tomorrow, sunny and a high of 70 and a low of 46. 76 under sunny skies for Thursday and breezy. Thursday night clear with a low of 46. For Friday, mostly sunny and 79 with lows dropping down to 48. And Saturday and Sunday, make plans to be outdoors. Time to get a pumpkin. A high of 80 for Saturday, 79 for Sunday with lows dropping into 40s. It is partly cloudy in downtown Redding. Red Bluff, 55, 54 in Anderson. Currently 50 in the city of Shasta Lake, 52 degrees in downtown Redding. For all you travelers, if you are on Interstate 5 between Redding and the Oregon border, expect delays due to ongoing construction. Just past Weaverville, they're doing some slide repair on 299 West. Between Redding and Anderson, ongoing construction. Also on 36, traffic slowing down near Mineral. And we do have an incident reported at I-5 South at the Wilcox Road off-ramp. Traffic backing up in the vicinity, and a traffic collision near Las Molinas was reported this morning also. And now, Carl, back to you.
Hey, thanks a lot, Sue. The weather report and, and the road report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a local business, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans out of Anderson. Give them a call at 365-3793. Hey, yesterday I said something. What was yesterday? Yeah. Yesterday I talked a little bit about the Victor Treatment Centers, and I said they had those three incidents all at that one place in Palo Cedro, and I was incorrect. Victor Treatment Centers has more than one home here in town, and one happened, the attempted murder happened, the alleged attempted murder happened at the one in Palo Cedro. The other two incidents happened to the to a place here in Redding. Don't worry, we're going to be doing follow-ups on all of this. Hey, I am here with Turtle Bay, with Katie Frederick, and Ryan Odell. Hey, good morning.
Morning, Carl.
Morning. What,
where is it, Katie? Where is it? Where's mine?
Where's yours?
Where's mine?
Your beer for Oktoberfest this weekend?
There you go. I don't see... I don't see a German girl coming in with braids and holding like four steins of beer. Where's mine?
We're saving it for Saturday.
Saving it for Saturday. Okay. It's a big day coming up, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about it. What are we doing?
We are celebrating fall this Saturday, October 12th from 4 to 7 p.m. at Turtle Bay. It's Oktoberfest, our annual fall fundraiser. And you'll be able to enjoy craft beer from 14 local breweries. We've got 5 awesome food vendors, live music, a costume contest. And this year, for the first time, we've got 9 local art vendors, including a glass blower.
A glass blower.
Yes. You can come on out and blow your own glass tumbler or pumpkin.
You can do that?
Yes, you can.
So he's going to show, or he or she is going to show you how to do that.
He
right?
is, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Wow. I've never done that before.
Neither have I. I'm really looking forward to it. It looks like a lot of fun.
I think a pumpkin might be easier than a tumbler. Because a pumpkin is going to be just like blowing up, you know, like a bubble in that little soapy thing. You know, and it just kind of comes out in a big circle. I think a tumbler Oh, he must have some way if they grab it and they stretch it while you're blowing on it or something.
Well, this Saturday is when you're going to find out, Carl.
This is when I'm going to find out. I have nothing else to do. But not only that, but it sounds like a great time, and it's for the whole family, even though you're serving beer.
It is for the whole family. Yep, kids ages 4 to 15 are just $5, and if you're under 4, you get in for free. And we've got two awesome playgrounds for the kids. We'll have free face paintings, some crafts, and some games. So it really is one of the only family-friendly Oktoberfest events in our area.
So, you're trying to figure out, I'd like to go to that, but maybe I don't have tickets, to Turtle Bay. But Turtle Bay tickets are different than these tickets, right? I mean, for these, you need a special ticket because this cost $15 for Turtle Bay members or $20 at the door.
Yeah. So it's a great deal for right now. We've been doing ongoing promotion. If anyone's been seeing our social media or TV commercials and that we've been running. So the $15 is a great deal. If you're not a member right now, you can buy it up until the event. And that $15 includes your first beer free when you get
there. Even if you're not a member?
Even if you're not a member. That's the pre-sale price.
Okay, pre-sale. But if you come up to the door, it's $20.
Then it's $20, yeah.
Well, but this is just a perfect time to join Turtle Bay, too.
Yes.
Let's just face it.
It's always a good time.
For what's $90?
Yeah, the family membership is $90, and that's for two adults and four kids.
Four kids. They don't even have to be yours.
No, just as long as you're bringing kids.
As long as it's four kids, you can bring them.
So if you got that neighbor kid.
And you don't pay anything else unless it's a special event like this, but any of the exhibitions, anything like that, is still comes under your one-yearly pass. And you can use that thing every day. You're open. What days aren't you open? You're open almost every day.
We're on our fall-winter hours right now, so Monday and Tuesday are the days we're closed.
Okay, they're closed, but you can use it the rest of the week. Come in every day and harass.
I'm fairly new to Turtle Bay, but a new working here. But I've just been amazed learning about all the different programs we have going on weekly. So the website, turtlebay.org, is a great resource for that events page because if you're a family here in town, there is ongoing educational and hands-on crafts and activities almost every single week. So having that membership, you'll definitely get your money's worth just checking that events page and for a lot of events for you and your kids.
It surely is. And plus, we have a new exhibit out there, Geonomes.
Two new exhibits.
Yeah, no, is it Geonomes?
Genome Unlocking Genomes. Life's Code, yeah.
Geonomes are something like a piece of rock or something. Geonomes. Yeah. There we go.
Geodes. I think that's what you're thinking.
Geodes. Yeah. Have you noticed that it's been a tough Tuesday? I double booked guests. I have to apologize. I have to fix what I'd said yesterday. This is tough.
Hey, you're getting everything right on Turtle Bay, though.
On Turtle Bay. No, this is a great place. We love Turtle Bay. Everybody, and you know what? You all play such an important part in our community, too. We're going to take a quick break here so I can recover. And then we're going to come back. We're going to give away tickets. We're going to talk about the Genome exhibit and a couple other things here. I'm here with, again, Katie Frederick and Ryan Odell. And we'll get Katie talking here since I embarrassed her. But when I asked her, I tried to catch her and say, where's mine? And she says, we're saving yours. You have to show up. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by a business that's been here in Reading for over 52 years. A business that I saw at Haven Humane. A business, because they sponsored a table. They sponsor so many things. They are in our community. It's an employee-owned business. It's an employee-owned business. They operate in over 12 states, maybe more than that by now. And what I'm talking about, the business I'm talking about, is SST Oil. They're here. They're remembering their past. They're looking to the future. And right now they have Monitor heaters and Toyo heaters and Toyo water heaters on sale. And they deliver oil, gas, diesel everywhere. They're in the front lines with our firefighters, delivering the oil, or delivering the gas and diesel they need to keep their cars, their trucks, their engines running. SST Oil. You can give them a call at 241-1167. SST Oil. We'll be right back with Turtle Bay. What I'm really needing now is a double shot of Crown. Chase that disco ball around till I don't remember. Go until they cut me off. Wanna get a little lost in the noise, in the light.
Armstrong and Getty here. We'll be on right after Carl and Linda's Free Fire Radio Show.
Join us right here from 9 till noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
This is retired U.S. Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy, 1983 graduate of West Valley High School and proud Cottonwood native. After 22 years of service, I'm proud to represent Northern California veterans and our legacy of service to our country and community. Let's take a moment to reflect on the sacrifices made throughout the world by our veterans and their families who support them at home.
Shasta Regional Medical Center thanks our veterans for their service. United in care.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Don't miss Wind River Resort and Casino's
Iced Out
Halloween Bash, featuring 90s hip-hop rapper legend Vanilla Ice. Dress up, bust out your dance moves, and enter the costume and 90s dance-off contests. Over $5,000 in cash and prizes. DJ Bucky Dungeon on the ones and twos, playing all the hottest hits. Iced Out Halloween Bash, up close and personal with Vanilla Ice. Saturday, October 26th. Must be 21. Tickets on sale at windriver.com.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
What is life? What is spring? What are all the stars that shine?
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air, 7:18 in the morning. It is the 8th of October, getting close to Oktoberfest, which has been right down at Turtle Bay. This portion of the show brought to you by The Party Place. Yes, it's a place where they get together. They are rocking there. River Common Senior Living. Worry less, smile more. Right in the middle of Reading, it's like a little mini cruise ship. There are gourmet chefs. You go there. Hey, are you tired of plumbing? Are you tired of cutting grass? Are you tired of just cooking every day? Both my guests sitting across from me, both in their 20s, are both nodding their heads. I'm sorry. You can't join the party down at River Commons. No, you're too young. You're too young. This is for seniors. These are guys that have earned it. They have earned this. Not you two. You haven't earned it yet. Sorry. This is full-time activity director. They're pet-friendly. They've got it all at River Commons Senior Living. Give Brian a call at 238-5981 for a personalized tour today. River Commons Senior Living. Hey, I'm here with Ryan Odle and Katie Frederick from Turtle Bay, and they're both sitting there going, darn, I wanted to do that. You know what? You don't appreciate that until you get up there and you realize that, oh, my gosh, I have to do a plumbing. I have to haul 6 tons of rock. Yesterday I did 12 wheelbarrow loads of rock.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Oh. Yeah, because my wife thinks it looks better in this one spot. But then again, she did 6 loads herself. So what can I say? All right, we're here to talk about this great event this Saturday. It's Oktoberfest. It's going to be in the afternoon from 4 to 7. They're going to have vendors. They're going to have food. This is family-friendly. I actually have a family-friendly Oktoberfest. Now, I mean, that's cool. So we're talking about all the vendors. We talked about food. What else? What else is going on there?
Well, also for the kids, we have our new playground at Turtle Bay called Forest Adventure, which is designed for older kids. It has a rock climbing wall and a zip line, in addition to Babe's Corral, which is our playground for littler kids. We'll also have root beer, plenty of snacks, free face painting, outdoor games, and some crafts for your kiddos.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Lots of fun.
Is it just for the kids, or can Ryan do it too?
Ryan can do it too, yes. Okay, all ages welcome.
All ages welcome. That's good. I like that.
Hey, I see adults on that zip line all the time. So still waiting to see you on it, Carl.
You have the climbing wall too?
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Have you ever been on one of those real difficult climbing walls, the kind you go in and it's like 30 feet high?
I
and they've
have.
Got different stages. You've got one where you just climb up. Of course, they put something around you to make sure, a harness around you, so that when you get up to the 25th foot that you just don't
die.
And then they've got different stages where, I mean, literally you're bent sideways and back trying to get up to the next spot.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You've done that?
I've done it a little bit in the gym and outdoors, but nothing to brag
serious.
About.
Okay. I've got 2 tickets here. It may be a little bit early. But I've got 2 tickets here for the Oktoberfest, beer, food, music, art. This is a $15 ticket, so there's $30 worth of tickets here. To the first person, it gives me a call at 605-4567. And,
oh,
I guess somebody was waiting for that. It's going to be a great time. and so, you know what? How many times have you done this? Is this the first time, or is this, just, you know?
This is an ongoing event. It's been going on for a couple of years.
Couple of years now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Great. Well, I'm glad that we're able to get the word out about that. Now let's talk about your newest exhibit.
Yeah. So we actually have 2 new exhibits: Genome Unlocking Life's Code and Mystery of the Mayan.
Mystery of the Mayan. Okay.
Yeah.
This is the one I really got into.
Yeah.
About getting people in there, because you can win. If you find it, it's priceless. You could put your own price tag on it, and there are people out there with just tons of money, and will make more just to buy this.
Yeah. So, like you're mentioning, the Mystery of the Mayan Medallion is, I think, with us at Turtle Bay, it's one of the ones we've been the most excited about, just because it's really interactive for kids. You go in there, and it's literally making you feel like that kind of Indiana Jones type adventurer and archaeologist going around. And there's different things that you can do in there where you're really in that shoes of that archaeologist, whether it's doing some astromathematics or you're looking at glyphs and trying to decipher what the story is. And it's in even set in kind of like a temple type look.
Indiana Jones kind of thing?
Yeah, it's very interactive, and you actually feel like you're immersed in that kind of environment. But it's all, I think what really makes it special is, even though you're learning a lot about Mayan culture, it's set in this story of finding this mystery medallion. And hopefully some people have found, there's 4 glyphs you have to find. You have to solve the different puzzles and do the different activities. And if you find these 4 glyphs, you get to go to this board, and they actually light up if you get the 4 right ones, and then you get to see what this mysterious medallion actually looks like.
And you know what? When you get there, if you push it just a little bit differently, we have a tribe of indigenous people from Central Amazon come running out
I feel like I should deny this.
And will chase you around the exhibit, throwing spears at you.
Yeah. Maybe just for Carl. I guess this has happened. Okay. Just for Carl.
Oh, that was that movie, Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it. I just got him confused. All right. Okay. All right. Now I've had too much coffee. Okay. Now what's the other one?
Yeah, genome unlocking life's code is a really exciting
one. Is really, you know what? This has really taken off. This, you know, the DNA and all this kind of stuff. I mean, I've got people working for me. All of a sudden, now have a half sister that just came in from Iowa, and that nobody knew about. So let's talk more about what you've got.
Yeah,
it's a totally different story.
Well, I think what's neat is the diversity of the exhibits we have going right now. This is the genome unlocking life's code is definitely kid friendly, but you can go as in depth as you want to go. So there's these really interactive panels, and what you're learning about is you're learning kind of the past, present, and future of genomic science. So you're learning how they map the genome. So you get to hear a little bit about that history and what went in that. But then what was really interesting for me is learning about how genomic science affects your health. And we a lot of times can think that we're victims of our genetic code and what we've inherited. And there is, you do learn about some of that, about what's passed on, but also learning about how your environment and your lifestyle choices actually affect your genes. Like learning about how it's actually really high percentage about how your diet affects your height. So if your kid is wanting to do NBA, he's not just...
No, this is true. My grandson had an eating, his stomach was not digesting the food right. And he's small for his age. Well, they finally got it cured, and he's gained 12 pounds and grew an inch and a half. So this, I thoroughly agree with you on that. And so now they believe that he's going to get back into the, into his
percentile.
His percentile. Yeah.
That's awesome.
And when he gained the weight, he was able to grow.
Yeah.
So you think about that.
Yeah, definitely. And that's just one of the things that you're diving into. It's also, I really like these interactive panels where you're following fictional families and like the kind of decisions that they would make. Like if you heard that maybe there was some kind of a disease that your family had been struggling with for generations, deciding, hey, do I want to map my genome to see, am I predisposed to something like that? And does this open me up to better lifestyle choices and healthcare and those types of things? So it really puts you into the shoes of these different family choices that some of us may have to make those kind of decisions. So I think this is a very relevant and practical and really interesting exhibit. And not only that, but also goes into what I think is you've referenced before. People are really into ancestry right now, doing those where you send in your swab and things like that. So it gets in a little bit into that in this exhibit, has an ancestry section and how really humans were more closely related than you would believe all around the world. And there's only a very small amount that makes us different.
Well, I think there's only a couple of genes that separate us from chimpanzees, too.
Yeah, and
like
bananas
that.
And mice. So we're learning about how close we are to actually all living life. It has some of those percentages if you go in there and you can see, wow, I thought I was a lot more different than a banana, but I guess not.
Okay, I'm not going to make. That, I'm not going to say anything on that. My sister did one of those, and she said, you know, for a long time, you know, we were kind of like the Senator Warren, you know, that we thought we had Native American in us. And she comes back, she says, doesn't look like, you know, my test. You know, we don't have any Native American. And I wrote back to her and I said, that's funny. Mine said we did. And I said, but then again, I've always looked more like mom and dad than you. So. Yeah. I've been telling her since she was born she was adopted.
Oh, no.
That's just me. I have a strange sense of humor. Okay, everybody, we've given away. Oh, Bill wants to know who won the tickets. Who is the glass blower? Do we know who the glass blower is?
Yes, it's Jason Conrad Glass Art, and he'll be helping people to blow their own glass tumblers or pumpkins. And he's actually going to be set up in the park all day from 11 a.m. All the way until Oktoberfest, which starts at 4 and ends at 7.
That's right.
Yeah, and we do want to just thank our sponsors of this event really quickly, Redding Distributing and Knopf Insulation. So thanks to those guys for helping us make this great fundraiser possible.
And everybody, you know, Turtle Bay is, you know, is has weathered the storm. And now with the Sheraton, able to help on a revenue stream there, and they've done so well there, so much above where they thought they were going to be. We're going to be able to get more and more of these exhibits in. We're going to have all these Oktoberfest happening. It's going to be a great time. I can't, you know what? You know, the day is over. Head on down to Turtle Bay. Go on down. I'm going to give away a couple more tickets later on in the show so that you can plan on being there. And just have a great time. Bring your kids. Bring your grandkids. Okay? All right. Thank you to Ryan Odle and Katie Frederick for being here today from Turtle Bay for the good work you guys do.
Thanks, Carl.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers. Home Helpers, you know, this is a premier business that takes care of those who need some help. And I'm not talking about just seniors. What if you've had, you get that broken leg? And you can't get around as well. Well, Home Helpers will come in a couple of times a week to make sure that there's food on the food there, that you're not just laying there someplace. They can help with showers and baths and those kind of things. If you've been injured like that, or if it's full time, it could be two hours a day, 2 days a week, or 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. All of this at Home Helpers. And Sharon Clark has done just a wonderful job with this. Learn more at readinghomehelpers.com or give her a call at 226-8350. Remember, there's no place like home. We'll be right back after these messages with Shasta Regional Medical Center. And
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted.
Yeah.
Who am I not to give them to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Hey, it is 7:35 in the morning. It's about 55 degrees today, going up to 85. The weather brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. Cornerstone Community Bank brings us this segment. It's a community-oriented, dedicated team of professionals, and it's more. They're your neighbors. They want you to experience how they move local dreams forward. That's bankcornerstone.com. You can learn more at or stop by 1845 California Street or 192 Hartnell Avenue and find out just how great the service is there. Times of the month here, I have Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. He always comes in with new stuff.
Oh, so, good morning.
Good morning, and good morning. Congratulations on your son's wedding.
Thank you. That was quite a weekend. It's a very, very emotional. It's a beautiful ceremony and just a big 4-day party
down in San Diego. Huh?
Yeah. Thank God. Yeah, it was in San Diego. They live in Cleveland, so it could have.
They live in.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't even know how to ask this. Except, is her parents in?
No. We all live down there, so it was where all their friends were in. Uh-huh. And then the big favor of not dragging, because I don't know if you've ever tried to get to Cleveland from Reading.
Why would I?
Yeah, I know. And, you know, I've gotten to Rome quicker from Los Angeles, so it just, it took us, we went there last year and it was
That's true, it's nonstop. You can go to Rome in like, what's it, I think it's 12 and a half hours.
Yeah, and you know, and you could almost drive to Cleveland from here, and I think it's half the time to fly to Cleveland that does drive, and that says something, so.
He used to be in Cleveland at the people think I'm exaggerating, but the river caught on fire there a couple of times. It was so polluted.
It's a nice city, and she's doing a PhD program with the Cleveland Clinic, so that's why they're there.
Okay, great. Okay, so what's going on with Shasta Regional?
Meanwhile, back in Reading, we are excited to announce that we are starting a new program here, and you know, basically is in line with what we're about as far as looking at services that people are going to San Francisco and Sacramento for, to the tertiary centers. So this program is called TAVR, and it's called trans-aortic valvular replacement. And so what it is basically is
valve replacement.
Valve for the aortic valve.
Okay.
Yeah. And so we're able to, instead of doing the thoracotomy or the, you know, opening the chest, we'll be able to go in through the femoral artery and replace the valve. The federal government has basically expanded the type of people that can have this surgery. It was reserved basically relatively for people that had real high risk. Mm-hmm. And so they've had so much success with the technology that they've expanded it to the to pretty much everybody at this point that requires a valve replacement. And so it's a real benefit. The recovery, I mean, it's obvious the recovery time is going to be way less than if you had to have a thoracotomy. It's still performed by a cardiac surgeon, which would be Dr. Mazur in our case, and a cardiologist has to be in the room as well to pass the wire across the valve. Uh-huh. And we have all the equipment. We're just looking at looking at some training and getting some, you know, policies and procedures in place in our application with Department of Health, and we'll be in good shape.
How often is a valve replacement needed? I mean, where they used to be, if I understand this right, if your valve was not, and the valve is what lets the blood in and out,
right,
in your heart and in two different chambers. But if that valve's not working right, they used to have to crack your chest open.
Yeah, in some cases they still do. Uh-huh. But for the most part, it's basically when a valve becomes stenotic, which means it's closing up, and the blood can't get out of the heart and into the rest of the arteries throughout the body, including your coronaries. Once that valve tightens up to a certain point, there has to be some type of intervention.
Yeah, and it's not like a little door. It's not like a little door that I kind of like say open and closes, but it's the muscle there.
Well, I used to do that type of work back in the day, and there was a procedure we came out with called valvuloplasty, which was passing a wire across the valve and inflating a balloon. Well, we don't do that procedure anymore because it certainly didn't have the track record that the current procedures do now. So.
What do you mean? Did the balloon break? What? Did you blow it up?
It wasn't the procedure that it was cracked up to be. So no pun intended on the valve. Anyhow, the technology now, this is an incredible piece of technology.
And they can just put it into you. And so something you stay, I guess you have to stay in the hospital for a day or two or not?
Yeah, maybe a couple of days. A
couple of days and then
versus 6 to 8. Kind of. Yeah. So this is, and just the actual recovery time is just, it's exponentially better. It's just unbelievable.
I imagine you stay in just to make sure everything's okay.
That's right.
You just can't go home that day.
That's right.
But then you don't have to worry about, you don't have the sternotomy, you don't have
the wires in your chest, and it's just a real opportunity for us to advance the art here. Because, the cardiac, that's one of the things for cardiac work for us. We're really trying to, expand our program and make sure that we have all the aspects of the technology available to this area.
Well, you are in one of the top 50 hospitals when it comes to cardiovascular, the cardio in the whole country right here.
That's correct.
And now you're expanding it even more.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, it's pretty exciting. Real exciting.
Well, you know what? We were just talking to the two young people that were here from Turtle Bay. I say young; they're in their 20s, early 30s.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's young.
Look at it. I don't
want to think they're like 12. and talk to them about the emergency room and the emergency room procedure that you have now set up. Somebody is seen by a trained professional in 30 minutes or less.
We're still on track, and since January, since we really started this initiative, we've been able to hold to that. And again, everybody, there are some days where, we could be inundated with, patients, and sometimes that wait time might be a little longer, but on the average, and, the numbers are there, on the average, it's 30 minutes from door to provider.
Yeah, and then once they see you, a lot of people are out of there in an hour.
Yeah, the low acuity patients, they can be out of there in an hour 15 minutes.
Are you still getting a lot of the street people?
Yeah, we are, no question. I think that's it's an industry wide issue with emergency rooms, just because we're open 24/7. So we do see a lot of the homeless and behavioral health patients that come in and get dropped off by the PD or whomever.
So behavioral health is one, and I know you've got 21 beds that you have there for people that are dangerous to themselves or others.
Right.
But that doesn't count the maybe 4 or 5 you might have in the emergency room any
or,
time.
Or 12.
Or 12.
We have them in a separate area. That was really important for us to where they're not in the area with the patients that are seeking care for other issues other than mental health. So
okay. Separate
ward there. Yeah, that was really important for us because that makes everybody uncomfortable, and then it's bad enough being somewhere when you're sick and having chest pain or whatever. You don't have to worry about mental health issues with patients in the room.
Somebody screaming next to you that there's spiders crawling out of their head.
That's correct.
So
no, that's all. We contain that all to one area.
Hey, we're gonna take a quick break. You know what?
Yes,
I don't even want to do this. I don't even, ride-alongs, you do things. And I'm not even sure. Maybe I'll come down and follow Taggart around, for a few hours in the emergency room.
Yeah, James is, he's the medical director of our ER, and that would actually be an interesting day for you.
Yeah, it could be.
It would be. That's quite. We roll 3,600 patients a month through there. So
3,600 patients a month in the emergency room.
Sure.
You know, and there was a time when we didn't have wars.
Right.
That the doctors, the Navy doctors from Camp Pendleton, would head up to L.A. and I think probably down to San Diego.
Yeah, they did work
in the emergency room so they could get gunshot wounds, stab wounds, all these different types.
Yeah, the big one was the St. Francis Medical Center in Linwood. Dave went down there a lot.
Yeah.
That was unfortunately, but
so they could get trained in that.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at B&T Satellite. B&T Satellite has got different programs for people 55 and over and for our veterans and first responders where they have no receiver or plan restrictions. There's deals on the satellites themselves. You can get free rental movies each month, free upgrade to Hopper 2, so you can stream TV on Dish anywhere while deployed, if you're out, if you're traveling. All of this is at B&T Satellite, a veteran-owned business. Doug Tooley, don't call the 800 number. Call your local guy. Call Doug Tooley at 241-3474-241-DISH. Get a great deal from B&T Satellite. We'll be right back with Casey Fetch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm here with Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. You're just talking about how they have a new procedure called Tavrin, where they can fix the valves in your heart without opening your chest. And it's done through with today's science and technology, be able to run the a wire and a camera up through your artery. And go in and fix this, where before they had to literally open your chest up, and your recovery time was in the hospital was 6 to 8 days, plus the pain that went with it. And this one, you're in there for a day or two just to make sure everything's working, and then you're turned loose.
Correct. Yep.
Wow. That's great. And we talked about the emergency room seeing 3,600 people a year.
A month.
A month. 3,600 a month. That's right.
3,600 a month.
A month.
Yeah, it's pretty busy there.
What else you all got going on there?
Well, we have a new spine surgeon in town, Dr. Blackburn, and he is working with Shasta Orthopedics, and so he'll be starting to do spine interventions at our place and surgeries, and we just acquired a new pretty high technology microscope for him to work with, and again these are. Patients generally used to have to go out of the area for this type of surgery, so they'll be able to have it at Shasta at this point. He's quite accomplished, and there's a lot of people going south with this service, so they won't have to do that anymore.
It's hard. You're bringing in new surgeons, but that's not an easy thing to do.
Yeah, no, it's not. I mean, we're getting to we definitely have a shortage of physicians in this country. There's no question. Some of the specialties, infectious disease guys, you probably have a better chance of seeing a unicorn than being able to recruit some of those guys, because the programs just don't really exist anymore. So, spine surgeon at this point for us is it's a big win.
Is seeing a unicorn to get an infectious disease guy?
Infectious disease doctors are very rare. They're a real
really
important part of the continuum, and Dr. Miles works with us and works across town as well. But is definitely somebody, when you have a complicated infection going on, there's certainly that expertise you need, and they're really hard to find.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's tough for finding doctors everywhere then probably.
Well, we got the cold and flu season coming up, and we got to get out there and bang that flu shot drum, make sure everybody gets that flu shot, and coming from a guy who runs a hospital who needs admissions, it's kind of counterintuitive, but, I'm still a regular guy. I don't want to see you get sick. I've always been a big fan of the flu shot, had it ever since the first time it was offered to me. And so, one of the things you need to get into your docs, and Shasta Regional Medical Group is taking new patients. And so that's certainly an offering. We do have the flu shots, And there's also one that's important for adults called the Pneumovax, which is pneumonia vaccine, which I think you're supposed to have every 5 years. But that's something that as well you need to come in and have. So Those are.
If you go to the VA, you don't have to worry about that. They just, you know, they just come in and give you a couple of shots while you're standing there.
Well, you're used to that in the military.
I'm used
you're
to
just
that.
Lined up and
yeah. Like, hey, we need to give you a shot. I don't even ask. Right. I don't even ask anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Here it is, right here. So Shasta, so your medical group is taking patients. Is Orna taking patients?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Dr. Gill's taking patients as
Dr.
well.
Dr. Orna Gill is an OBGYN, and Linda says she is the best ever. And, you know, immediately went and signed up with Dr. Orna Gill.
Yeah, she specializes in minimally invasive gynecology. And, you know, really isn't doing obstetrics much anymore, but for her specialty, she loves that her passion is doing women's health and gynecology.
Especially into the, thyroid and
yeah,
I can't think of the word right now. But
yeah. Endocrinology. She's very well trained on all of that.
She's really into that, you know, balancing.
And helping menopause and all those type of, you know, those symptoms and that type of stuff.
Yeah, balancing all that stuff out, all your hormones. Yeah. So the Shasta Regional Medical Center continues, it sounds like, just keeps moving forward like this and keeps expanding. There's a, I know there's, when I talk about it, that strokes. That you've got, you've got special teams there.
Yeah, we're a primary stroke center. We're, you know, we just became certified by Blue Cross. It's called Blue Distinction for lower joint replacements for knees and hips.
Oh wow!
And we're working on cardiac for this year. That's our goal, is to get recognized with them. And you know, if you have Blue Cross insurance, they try to, you know, get you to go to the centers that have the Blue Cross distinction, just because. You know, the quality that we have to, you know, there's a lot of quality metrics we have to meet. There's a lot of outcomes measures and, you know, lower complications, all that type of stuff is what they want for their patients.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else we got here?
Well, I mean, you know, if again, you know, there's just a real shortage of primary care in this town. And so if anybody needs a new provider, you know, Shasta Regional Medical Group is where you want to go. The number is 605-4260. Obviously, 530 code, but 605-4260, and we've got providers and extenders that can get you in pretty quick.
Okay, you know, that's a big thing because the primary care people have, I'm not going to say they've dried up, but they've gotten, it's most of the people, the young people coming out, they don't go into primary care.
They don't. And you know, it's interesting, one of the specialties that's really hard for us here is neurology. Mm-hmm. And that's across the country because the people that are doing that training, you know, they want to go in. They don't want to go into the hospital. They want to, you know, sit at home in their pajamas and do telemedicine. And so those are the type of obstacles that we're coming across. You know, the evolution of some of the new technology with telemedicine. You know, providers are like, why should I go to the hospital? Just stay at home in my kitchen and see patients all day, and then you know, and be off. And so. That work-life balance thing is starting to become because, you know, physicians have always traditionally worked a lot, long hours. And so that's one of the other things that we're kind of running up against.
The question is does the Shasta, you know, medical group take partnership?
They take partnership under some circumstances just because of the contracts the partnership has with the Shasta community and some of the Indian health facilities. So certain circumstances we do.
So under certain circumstances, they will take the partnership.
Yeah.
Okay, so but you know you need to check.
Yeah.
You know, like we checked with TRICARE and all that
Yeah,
stuff.
No, TRICARE definitely.
Yeah.
Champus for sure. And, you know, Medicare A, B, a lot of all of the health plans, all of those, there's not a problem there.
You know, Casey, you've been here now for 2 years?
Almost a year and a half.
Oh, a year and a half. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, a year and a half. And you all moved up here. And we're really proud of Reading, and it's for so many reasons. And you liked it, I think, from the time you first sat down here.
Yeah, I came in the second day. I turned in my rental car and bought a truck at Lithia. So, since then,
bought two labs,
two crazy lunatic labs. Yeah.
Two brothers,
aka the terrorists. Yeah, they're great.
Over
dogs.
At the house, and one comes up, the other one stood 10 feet away and barked.
Yeah.
And you said you could buy him off of food. Buy him off of food.
That's right. So their main job in the world is to protect my wife, so they don't care about me. I come home, she comes home, it's all about her. They follow her around the door.
Sit outside the door, the bathroom,
that's right.
All these things.
Yeah, on patrol.
On patrol all the time, and they're outside. It was hilarious watching them just destroy a whole area by themselves.
That's what they do.
If the Shasta Regional is, and one of the things you just said, I want to go back and talk about this. Champus and TRICARE.
Right.
If you're a veteran,
right.
And or if you're on active duty, but if you're a veteran or you're retired, and you know I have, in this case, Medicare, but Linda has TRICARE. A lot of times it's hard to find doctors out there that will take TRICARE.
Right.
And you all do over there at the medical group, and of course at the hospital.
Sure.
But that's a big thing.
Well, and we expect to see a lot more of their patients coming here because of the Mission Act, and that's probably something we should talk about on a show dedicated to.
That next time in, so we can talk about being able to take care of our veterans, so they don't have to go down to San Francisco or other places.
Right.
So, okay, we got to run. Casey Fatch here, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, great guy. And let me tell you that Shasta Regional Medical Center is out there supporting so many of our different good causes out there too.
Well,
so
we'll be out in the community.
You've done a great job at that. So, Casey, thanks a lot. Okay, when we come back, we're going to be with George Papadakis from Apex Technical. And we're going to be talking cybersecurity and how it impacts on your business and your personal life.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Obstruction after the State Department blocked Ambassador Gordon Sondland from testifying this morning before the House Intelligence Committee in its impeachment probe. Panel Chairman, Democrat Adam Schiff.
By preventing us from hearing from this witness and obtaining these documents, the President and Secretary of State are taking actions that prevent us from getting the facts needed to protect the nation's security.
But the committee's ranking Republican, Ohio's Jim Jordan, says he can understand why the State Department blocked the ambassador's appearance, given Schiff's handling of previous witness testimony.
When you're going to have a chairman release certain parts of what was said in a closed-door interview and not release the entire transcript and give it context, you can see why they didn't want to subject Ambassador Sondland to the same kind of treatment.
President Trump says he'd love to have Ambassador Sondland testify, but Mr. Trump tweets, unfortunately, he would be testifying before a totally compromised kangaroo court. The U.S. Supreme Court considering several cases focusing on federal employment protection for LGBT individuals.
In what could be among the biggest and most consequential issues of the new court term, justices will consider whether federal civil rights law protects LGBT people. Two cases, which will be argued together, involve two men who say they were fired because they were homosexuals. The other case involves a Christian funeral director who fired a male employee after he began dressing and identifying as a woman. Greg Clugston at the Supreme Court.
Inflation remains in check, as evidenced by the latest report on producer prices. Producer price index fell 0.3% last month. Stocks are falling on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow down about 245 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index is off 85. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story.
I had a lady that was in her mid-70s, and I'd sold her timeshare, and that was the lowest I'd ever felt in my life. I knew then that I had to do something to simply not to go to hell for selling timeshare.
Chuck McDowell founded Wesley Financial Group to help folks cancel their timeshares permanently.
Called her and everybody that I'd sold timeshare to, and I said, this is what I said to you that was a lie, and this is what you need to do to cancel your timeshare. From that point, people started referring friends to me to help them cancel the timeshare, and that's how it all started. I fought the world's largest timeshare company in federal court. If I had lost that lawsuit, there would be no one helping people that have been lied to when they bought timeshare. If we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or we'll give your money back. That's what makes us different.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for a free information kit. 800-601-5050. That's 800-601-5050. 800-601-5050.
The British government still hoping to strike a Brexit deal with the European Union despite mounting gloom on both sides of the channel about the prospects for success. The BBC's Norman Smith has a view from Downing Street.
The series of texts from an unnamed number 10 source suggests the government is now preparing for the likely breakdown of the Brexit talks and a bruising blame game. They warn that in the event of no agreement, the government believes there are numerous ways in which it could seek to frustrate further delay, and hence the UK might seek to disrupt the working of the EU. We obviously won't give any undertakings about cooperative behaviour, says the source. Everything to do with duty of sincere cooperation will be in the toilet.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson has set an end-of-the-month deadline for the UK to exit the EU. News and analysis at townhall.com. Some newborns being moved out of a Pennsylvania hospital because of a bacterial infection that has killed several infants.
Doctors at Geisinger Medical Center in Danville, Pennsylvania, are racing to determine the source of a waterborne germ. It's linked to infections in 8 babies in the neonatal intensive care unit, and 3 have died. Now the hospital's moving some preemies and expectant mothers to other facilities while it looks for the source of the Pseudomonas bacteria. Since the cultures from water and surfaces in the NICU are all negative, the hospital has changed its chlorination and filtration procedures until it can find the source of the germ. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam says Chinese military could step in if an uprising for democratic reforms gets much worse, but she still hopes to solve the dispute through negotiation. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Here is the 8th of October, 2019, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community is Shasta Regional Medical Center. And I'm Sue's at the helm, keeping me under control.
Good morning, Carl.
What's the weather and the roads look like there, kiddo?
Today in the North Valley, you can expect sunny skies with a high of 85 as overnight lows drop down to 48. For tomorrow, a high wind advisory and a fire weather watch in effect. That will continue through Thursday. Tomorrow, sunny and windy, a high of 70 and a low of 46. 76 for Thursday under sunny skies with a low of 46 and clear skies. Once again, Friday, mostly sunny and 79 with a low of 48. And for your weekend, sunny with a high of 80 for Saturday, 79 for Sunday with lows dropping down in the 40s. It's partly cloudy in downtown Reading. Now in Red Bluff, it's 55, 54 in Anderson, 49 in the city of Shasta Lake, and 52 degrees in downtown Reading. If you're traveling between Reading and the Oregon border, expect delays, especially near Dunsmuir and all the way up to the Oregon border due to ongoing construction. We do have heavy construction between Reading and Anderson as they widen Interstate 5. An incident reported this morning. This is at I-5 South at the Wilcox Road off-ramp. The CHP responded. Also, road work just past Waverville on 299 West. And if you're traveling 299 East, expect possible delays due to ongoing construction also. And now, Carl, back to you.
Hey, thanks a lot, Sue. The weather report and road conditions are brought to you by our friends down at Shasta Gas and Propane out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call, 365-3793. Hey, if you're on your property and you're rebuilding because of the car fire, and you're in a trailer or an RV, and you've got that 7-gallon propane tank that you have to turn off the pilot light, unhook, take down. Chuck and Judy Kinney, who own Shasta Gas Propane, will put a 120-gallon tank on your property for free and give you super, super prices on the propane. That's one of the ways they're trying to give back and help those survivors from the car fire. Today is, what is today? It's American Touch Tag Day, which you can see now in the NFL, it seems like. It's National Fluffernutter Day. Okay. I'm here with George Papadakis and Gustavo Mastroianni, and close. Do you know what a fluffernutter is?
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it. Okay, now I'm going to tell you what it is, and you're going to be, you're going to go, you're kidding. A fluffernutter is a sandwich made with peanut butter and marshmallow cream, usually served on white bread.
Wow, okay.
I mean, who eats those things? I mean, oh, my God.
I think actually some of the Boy Scouts in my troop may have made
made fluffernutters. Now yeah, you know. Okay. It's also National Pierogi Day, which is a Polish dumplings. How do you get, you know what, I ask this every day, so I'm not going to ask it, but yeah, I am. How do you get to have national days like this?
I think fluffer, they're just made
nutter,
up.
Fluffer Nutter Day.
Someone's got a lot of money.
Yeah. Peanut butter and marshmallow cream on white bread. Not on rye bread. Not on whole grain bread. It's on white bread. I can just imagine that when you do this, then you have to go down to Shasta Regional Medical Center and get one of those new procedures where they send this little Roto-Rooter up through your arteries. And you spend a day in the hospital and you come back out and you can breathe again. Okay. Hey, I'm here with George, like I said, George Papadakis and Gustavo Mastroianni. And they're from Apex Technology Management. And it's George has been on the – you say, well, I've heard him before. Well, George is someone in the Marine Corps. And he asked me to talk to him before he left, which I did. And I tried to tell him what to expect when he went down there, having gone through boot camp many, many years ago, but realized it hasn't changed a lot. And the young man came back after boot camp, and we got him here on the show, and he's truly excited. And he's excited about his new career in the military.
He's down in for 9 weeks back at Camp Pendleton in School of Infantry Training. And he got liberty over the weekend. We were able to talk to him. He got his cell phone. So, yeah, he said he had the best week of his life. So he's having a good time.
You know,
he was surprised that they don't yell at you unless you screw up now. So he's
oh, no, things have changed. No, you're a Marine now. Now they're training you on how to use those infantry weapons. And he's going to be an infantryman, which is the backbone of the Marine Corps. Everybody, whatever your MOS is, you're going to get trained to be in the infantry. You're going to be I'm a truck driver. Well, you're also a machine gunner because, you know, we found out in our last wars is that the war is all around you, so everybody's got to be able to fight. Men or women. So that's why they send the women through the rifle ranges in this, too. Anyway, but that's not what we're going to talk about today. Today we're talking about cybersecurity. And there's a bill in Congress right now. It's called the Cybersecurity Act. And the companies, a lot of the companies are pushing back on this because they think it's going to be a way, what the Justice Department says is they want to find to avoid child exploitation is to have, I guess it would be to find ways into encrypted files. And the people that are fighting back against it are saying this is going to be a dangerous inroad by the government into your own personal security. Have you heard about this one?
Yeah, and it's some of the social media applications, phone apps, that type of thing, are able to have encrypted data, and I believe they want to be able to have access to that in case they're doing an investigation, if they see any kind of a threat developing. And, you know, it goes back, if you remember, to the, I think it was the San Bernardino shooting, and
right,
they found an
right.
iPhone from the shooter, and it was encrypted, and they couldn't get to the data on it. And they were asking Apple to create a backdoor to get into it. So this is something that's been out there for quite a while. We try to stay out of the politics of it. And, at Apex, we're an IT managed services and cybersecurity firm, you know, dealing with businesses in particular. So our main push, and it's Cybersecurity Awareness Month on top of the
– Oh, yeah. That was another reason to get you in here.
Yeah, so we're doing a lot of things to increase the awareness of it. But for businesses, the threat, we're just seeing expand exponentially. It's really something that's a big impact to businesses and our clients that we're seeing.
Well, you know, we're going to take a break here in a minute, but one of the things I've seen is the fact that a whole town was held hostage, and maybe more than one, because they got into their files. All of their files, they locked them down, and said, pay us $1 million to get them back. And it was going to be cheaper to pay $1 million than it would be to try and rebuild everything. Is this true?
Absolutely. That's called ransomware. So that's where some type of malware gets on the network in that particular city. And this happened to 20 cities in Texas, a coordinated attack as well. Happened across the country, healthcare organizations. And basically, the malware gets on your system, and it then goes and affects all the systems and your servers and your network and encrypts your data. Essentially, you can't access the files anymore unless you have a key that will allow you to decrypt those files. So that's called ransomware, and you're down hard. And, you know, we have kind of the latest statistics.
Well, I want to talk about that when we get back, but so this is a major problem then that we're seeing across the world then. Mm-hmm. Let's take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. Alliance Heating and Air has been in the business like a quarter of a century. Just saw Martin and Pam at the Haven Humane's Bark, Wine, and Brew. They had a table there. They support many of our good causes right here in Reading. I can't tell you that there's a better place to go get your air conditioning and heating needs done, because I don't believe there is. Alliance Heating and Air, totally professional, offer warranties and guarantees. When they say they're going to be there at noon, they're there at noon. Don't you just love that? And it's not like between noon and 3. Okay, I'll just take off from work between noon and 3 and wait for your guy to show up at 4. But that's not Alliance Heating and Air. At 12:05, they're not there. I'm getting a phone call saying, he's standing at the door. Okay, give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back with Cybersecurity Month.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
Don't miss Wind River Resort and Casino's
Iced Out Halloween Bash,
featuring 90s hip-hop rapper legend Vanilla Ice. Dress up, bust out your dance moves, and enter the costume and 90s dance-off contests. Over $5,000 in cash and prizes. DJ Bucky Dungeon on the ones and twos, playing all the hottest hits. Iced Out Halloween Bash, up close and personal with Vanilla Ice. Saturday, October 26th. Must be 21. Tickets on sale at windriver.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. and once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
SSD Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SSD Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating our 10th anniversary this next few months of being on the air and blasting out to all the people in Northern California. I say Northern California, really it's, you know, as far as you can walk in a day. Well, okay, 2 days. But we still have a good time. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. And Bastiani Arms is going to be celebrating their 10th year here, I think, around March. Located at 2539 Larkspur, locally owned, locally operated. This is where we like to push people to because it is a local shop that has great customer service. Any type of firearm you're looking for, gunsmiths that are just absolutely fantastic, and their customer service is just really, really good. I mean, exceptionally good. And veterans, you get discounts at Bastiani Arms. They're open Tuesday through Saturday. Again, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. I'm here with George Papadakis and Gustavo Mastroianni from Apex Technology Management. It is Cybersecurity Month. When we left in the last segment, we were talking about ransomware that has – this is huge. 20 cities in Texas hit like the same day or within a short period of time, other cities. And what they do is they lock up they'll put in malware and lock up your system. And now you've lost all your access. And then they'll come in and ask you for $1 million or $2 million or whatever they ask for. And then if you pay the ransom, they will give you the code to get in. Is this a big problem?
It's a huge problem. And it's not only affecting the cities. We have a lot of small city and municipal government clients, but healthcare, any business, even home users. If, you know, these things can get on your computer and it used to be a $300 or $400 Bitcoin payment to get your home computer unlocked, and now Q1, so the first 3 months of this year, the average ransom was $12,762. Q2, the last 3 months we just finished, it's up to $36,000, and that includes the big ones and all the millions of home users that get affected. So it's something that any business owner needs to really think about and figure out how they can protect their assets. You know, we're seeing the number of attacks, the ease of attacks, the sophistication of the attacks, and the monetary value just exponentially increase.
Where do most of the attacks come from? Do we know?
They come from typically Eastern Europe, China, Russia, mm-hmm. Iran now. There's actually some websites that we have that you could actually see live hack attacks going on and counterattacks going back. So there's, you know, devices out on the internet that are tracking all of this that's going on. And
you see attacks and counterattacks. So this is the new battlefield, isn't it?
It is. Even, you know, my son's in the Marine Corps. They have a cybersecurity group that mm-hmm. you know, they have to protect their networks when they're deployed and, you know, forward operating bases. They're targets of attacks. So
the FBI, I know, was looking at people for cybersecurity. They did not have to meet the same requirements that your typical FBI agent had to meet, because they were not going to go in the field. They were going to be sitting in rooms and the battle was on. So they had these well developed fingers and brains. The rest of them, rest of the body, they didn't really too much care about.
Yeah.
So how does a small business protect themselves?
There is we've created an offering for our clients called Defense in Depth, but it really follows something that NIST, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, has come up with. I'll let Gustavo kind of touch on the points and the multiple layers there.
So there are five typical ways that we can protect our clients. So first, it's the identify, then the protect, then detect, then respond, and then recover. So with that, we are able to provide to our customers enough security where we can either delay the hacker or the attacker to reach to where he wants to reach, or, and also gives us a little bit more time to monitor and detect what's going on their network.
Okay, so what you're trying to do is you're trying to buy time. Exactly. In other words, okay. We use in the military concentric lines of defense. You know, we start out deep, and then everything else then is triggered by getting past this one. Then the next iteration takes place, and the next iteration until finally. At the very last, it's the final protective fire when everything cuts loose.
Right.
This is kind of what you're talking about. Then you're putting out defenses to try and slow them down, try to trip them so you know something's happening.
Exactly. So the same way that you can protect your own home, for example, putting on fences, guard dogs, locks, and security cameras. That's all about. A few layers of security where you can, if the intruder go ahead and jump on your fence, your guard dog might be able to bite him. But if it's a nice dog, maybe you can catch him on camera, and so on and so forth. So it's all about having layers where you can, if one layer is bypassed, the second layer might help you to monitor and identify the intruder.
Okay. And we also talk about soft targets, hard targets, that you want to harden your home so that you want them to take a look at your home and go, I'm going to go next door there. I'm going
to
move on to the next guy. That's kind of what we're doing here.
Exactly. So the fewer layers of security you have, the easier target you become. So hackers, what they want is easy targets. So
soft targets. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're protecting yourself, if you're making sure that your network has a layered security, you're gonna slow them down, and they're gonna give up and go to the next neighbor.
And these are not just live hackers. I want to make it clear as well. There's bots. You can go on the dark web right now with your credit card and buy your own ransomware variant for $300 or $400, and then it gets sent out. And the more you pay, the more antivirus products and more layers of security it can get through. And
you mean I can go on the dark web? Tell me about the dark web. I've started hearing about this, that you can find all types of weird stuff on the dark web.
There's all kinds of things.
How do you? What is the dark web? I mean, does it say dark web if I type it in? Will it take me to it?
If you Google dark web, you'll get a lot of information on it. But basically, it's an area out there on the internet that has files and credit card information, patient information that has been stolen that you can buy with Bitcoin, typically, or other currency like that that's not traceable. You can buy black market goods and all kinds of things. But what we do, part of our defense in depth security offering, is we do dark web monitoring. So we can see our client's domain. So let's say apex.com is our domain, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where our website is, our email and everything.
Right.
We can monitor that on the dark web and see if anything has been breached out there. And it may not be just somebody hacked Apex, but we could have a network engineer that used a credential at Apex out at BestBuy.com, use his login ID and password, and Best Buy got hacked, and their information was made available on the dark web. Now, if those same credentials, username and password, are in use at any other site, a bank, his Apex login, that type of thing, they'll try that and they'll try to get in that way. So a lot of times it's not your organization or your home or your information that was breached. It's somebody else that has your information.
And you see this all the time, too, where you see somebody, got, they have access to a million names, social security numbers and all that. And
Equifax.
Then they give you 3 years of free credit monitoring.
Yeah, thanks. Gee. Like,
yeah.
So,
you're the one that let my stuff loose.
Yeah. So the dark web is where all this stuff ends up. And there's a lot of hacking tools out there. So that's one of the components that we do. We try to monitor the dark web to see if anything has happened. But as Gustavo said, you want to have those multiple layers. A lot of businesses are used to having a firewall. That's kind of the first layer of defense. Where your internet comes in, and it's going to do some filtering and blocking of certain things. Then you want to have antivirus on the systems in your business. But one of the key things that you can have the best defensive layers, everything's out there, but you also have the human element. So part of a good cybersecurity program is security awareness training. You have to train your staff on what to look for, what might be malicious. You've heard of phishing emails, right, and they will use information out on the dark web about you so it looks like it's a legitimate email request, and that will come in and say, hey, you have a past due balance at this vendor. Click on the attached file to see what that balance is. Well, now you've just
Loaded
your security systems, and that's one of the paths.
We tell our people, Sue, and I hope it's still alive in everybody's head here, is don't open up anything like that. And we tell people that. I get things, and I go, I don't even know who this company is. Now, I have invested in and I should be receiving $5 million any day now from from Kenya. I thought it was a good deal.
Yeah, yeah. No, those are coming out. I mean, there are things that we have spam filtering, that all of your email is inspected, and it looks for those types of things, and it filters them out. Still, some things can get through. We have software that can actually take all of that traffic and inspect it and open the files that are being sent to you, click on the links essentially in a secure cloud sandbox and determine is it legitimate or not, and then it passes it through to you. So these are all parts of the layers.
Parts of the layers that Apex can do. Okay.
Yeah.
We've got to take a quick break here. 8:30 in the morning here on the 8th of October. 55 degrees going up to 86 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Now, let me tell you, this is a story I talked to somebody yesterday. He's had a watch for 15 years. It means the world to him, and it just stopped. He wanted to know who he should take it to, and I told him, take it over to Four Winds Jewelry. They have a watch repair guy there that is great. He had it, fixed it. He took it for 2 days, refurbished it, he said it, and gave it back to him. And this is just one of the things that Four Winds Jewelry can do for you. Great selections of jewelry, great prices, and it's locally owned. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across from Sierra Gibbs. We'll be right back with George Papadakis and Gustavo Mastroianni from Apex Technology.
Weekend roars, rumbles, and rides into Reading October 11th, 12th, and 13th. Experience the Remembrance Joyride and the Think Pink Poker Run. Friday starts with a special concert at the Cascade Theater with ZZ Tush. Vendor booths at Big League Dreams Saturday and Sunday, plus great food and drinks and live music from the Fry Brothers. Brought to you in part by Restaurant Motorcycle Attorneys, Sierra Steel Harley Davidson, Camping World, KHSL TV 12, and KMVN TV 24. For event details and to register, go to BigBikeWeekend.com or register at Sierra Steel Harley Davidson in Chico. Big Bike Weekend, October 11th, 12th, and 13th.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we've really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did it. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch and a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 244th birthday, Sunday, November 10th at the Wind River Casino and Resort. All are invited to attend this year's ceremony, which includes dinner and dancing, and enjoy the traditional ceremony, including presentation of the birthday cake, honoring the oldest and youngest Marine, missing in action remembrance, the pipes and drums, and music to dance to. Contact Mike Gutierrez at 530-524-7595 for invitations and more information. The 244th United States Marine Corps birthday. Hoorah!
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is 8:35 in the morning here on the 8th of October, 58 degrees, going up to 86 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. They take appointments there, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold right there at Cypress Square Barbershop. Yeah, you can go in. They don't do stylish. They don't do styling hair. I think the only styling they do is they have butch wax. So if you're looking for styling, you may want to go someplace else, but it's okay because they're lined up out the door at Cypress Square Barbershop. I'm here with George Papadakis and Gustavo Mastroianni from Apex Technology Management. And I was talking on the break with Gustavo how he got here. And he was, quickly, tell everybody how did you get from Brazil to Reading?
So back in 2002, 2003, I was an exchange student here through Rotary Club. And I went to Foothill High School as a senior, got my high school degree over there. And then I got back to Brazil, got my electrical engineer degree, got my MBA in IT. And then with all the political situations back in Brazil, I decided to come back to the U.S. And since I knew the owner of Apex Technology Management, Scott Putnam, I got in touch with him and saying, hey, I have 10-plus years of experience in IT, mainly network and Wi-Fi and security. If you'd like me to come back, let's just chat about it. So that's how I came back. And
they sponsored you.
Yeah, two years later, they sponsored me to come to the U.S., back to Reading. I would say that I just love the area. I love the outdoors, and I love living in a small town like Reading compared to big cities like San Francisco, L.A., New York, things like that. Yeah. So I just like being here. A lot.
And you're married?
Yes, I'm married. I'm a father of two kids, Giovanna and Mateus. Giovanna is 2 years old and 4 months. Mateus, he's just 2 months old.
Wow. Okay.
Busy guy.
Okay. I mean, we're talking cybersecurity and cybersecurity month and ransomware being such a huge problem. And it's not just for big companies that you may think. It could come into your own home. And, I mean, when you look at the average of, you know, $12,000 to $15,000 per time, that includes maybe the $300 from you or $500 to get your own home back to millions of dollars for healthcare companies, insurance companies. Towns, 20 towns hit in Texas. Was it all on the same day?
Pretty much, yeah.
And we talked about the dark web, which I'm just so intrigued by that. Again, the dark web is out there, and you can get anything on it. Anything, I guess, from child pornography to a hit to automatic weapons. All these things are out there. If you just know where to go look for them. But a lot of your information is out there. And what Apex Technology does is it protects you with a series of defensive cyberware type stuff that, you know, what just makes it harder and harder and harder to get into your account, which then when it reaches a certain spot, they're going to go someplace else.
Yeah. And the, you know, one of the goals is the automated attacks, the bots that you hear about. Just not letting them get through. So it's not necessarily a human trying to get in that's going to give up. It's just that particular software attack isn't going to get through the layers, and you'll be protected. And no matter what, all the layers, you know, one of the most important things that you need to have is a good backup of your data, and it needs to be disconnected and off-site. So if it's still connected to your network, your server, for example, that you're backing up the data from, the ransomware will go through that connection and encrypt that data, too. That's why some of these city governments and healthcare organizations have had to pay the ransom, is their backups weren't proper and disconnected. So if there is an attack and an infection, you have that data that you can recover from.
Okay, now, then you all at Apex then can set up businesses in such a way as that you will have a backup that's not connected. And I'm not sure if, I guess in a small business, you could do it with thumb drives, I guess. But
I mean,
is that too simplistic? Gustavo's over there. He just kind of smiles. You know, he goes,
yeah,
it better be a pretty small business.
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty simplistic, and they're not the most reliable.
Right.
Plus, you can lose them. But our cybersecurity division is called Digital Umbrella.
Okay.
And we have a suite of products in there. And the best method that we have is a cloud-based backup. So there's a local backup device that backs up your data, so you have a local copy for fast recovery when when you delete data or, you know, non-malware type things happen. But then nightly, that's synchronized through your internet connection securely off-site to a cloud data center that the ransomware will not be able to get to.
So if that malware has already gone in there, at the end of the day, what you've saved goes into a separate cloud. It has to go through
firewalled off.
So even if the malware, it will not get through there. Then
correct, and then we could always recover your data from there. And
well, you know what? That's so important today because now is there anything secret anymore, George, Gustavo? Anything secret anymore?
You need to assume your information that you put into social media, websites, your bank, that it can all be compromised and hacked. That's why, you know, one of the best practices that we advise our clients on is don't use the same password in more than one place, because that place can get hacked, and then they will try to use that password at other locations, other sites. So, you know, your Equifax, one of the three credit bureaus, was hacked, and I think it was 108 million full credit profiles of adults in the U.S. I was in that. You know, I checked it out, and my information, credit profile, social security number, address, previous addresses, everything a bad guy would need to steal my identity and go finance something was hacked. So if Equifax is getting breached, you know, these city governments are getting breached, Sony, all kinds of companies are getting breached. Yahoo was one of the largest breaches in history.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I mean, think about that. And this is what they do for a living.
Yeah, you got to assume your data, your information is going to get out there. Your children's information you have to protect as well. So, you know, especially on the personal front, one of the things we recommend is you freeze your credit with the credit bureaus. So nothing can be opened. Even you won't be able to go finance a car and get a loan unless you unfreeze your credit. So there's some simple things, and I think that's free now with all of these breaches that have taken place.
Now, you have a checklist from that you provide everybody. And yep. One thing they need to do is go to your website.
So we'd be happy to provide free of charge a cybersecurity self-assessment. So it's a 15-item checklist that you can take a look at your business and say, are we doing these things to protect ourselves in the cybersecurity world? And a couple ways to get that, they can go to digitalumbrella.com. I mentioned that's our cybersecurity division. And fill out the contact form there and just say you want the cybersecurity self-assessment. You can call us at 800-310-2739, or you can email securityinfo@digitalumbrella.com, and we'll just send you out this cybersecurity self-assessment one page. You can go through there and see how you're doing, and you might need to work with your IT department or your IT provider on some of these. Do you have these measures in place? And that will give you a good idea where you're at today and then where you need to be looking to take yourself for protection.
And people don't, again, it could be a small business that gets hit because the bots don't care. They just, I mean, the robots, not this bot. I care. But the bots come out and they just, it's like everything. They just go after everything.
Every internet address out there. I mean, unfortunately, we have very small businesses, two or three people that are affected, and they call us. And, you know, one case I remember recently, some lady called and said, Microsoft called and said they needed to get on my computer because it was sending out spam messages, so she let them in. Of course, Microsoft is never going to call you. You know, you have to have your guard up. And they basically got on, encrypted all her files, and right on her screen were live negotiating a ransom payment. And she felt horrible. She let that into the business and all of their information, and they did not have good backups, so they had to pay the ransom. Yeah, and that's not what you want to do. The more people want to pay the ransom, the more it propagates.
My 87-year-old mother-in-law got a phone call like that, and she got on the computer. And about halfway through it, she goes, "I don't know if this is correct."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but it was too late.
The IRS is not going to call you.
But they have nothing on. I mean, hers was just like emails and stuff. So, I mean, it was kind of like. IRS, the sheriff's department is not going to call you and tell you that you didn't show up for jury duty and you've got $1,000 fine. And if you go down, you know, I mean, it doesn't happen that way. So, we're here with Apex Technology Management. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. It's Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 96.5 FM. It's 56 degrees out there, going up to 86 today here on the 8th of October, 2019. Weather Report is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
My name is Mike Gutierrez. I'm a 40-year resident in Shasta County, and I served honorably and proudly in the United States Marine Corps from 1967 to 70 with a tour in Vietnam. My experiences and lessons that I learned in the Marine Corps continue to benefit me even today. Semper Fi.
Shasta Regional Medical Center thanks you for your service and your sacrifice. United in care.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Orchard Nutrition Center presents the Healthy Living Expo, November 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel. There'll be free samples, information, and education all dedicated to your health, and it's free admission. Come check out the dozens and dozens of booths, plus free educational talks in the Sundial Room with expert guest speakers all dedicated to your health. So make plans to bring your family to the Healthy Living Expo, November 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel. Brought to you by Orchard Nutrition Center.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
And now back to our show.
I'm your food man. That's what I am. I'm here to do whatever I can. Be it early morning, late afternoon, or at midnight.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years in the business here. The boogeyman is because we're talking cybersecurity. It's Cybersecurity Month, and we're here with George Papadakis and Gustavo Mastroianni from Apex Technology Management. And people, it's worse than I thought. It's worse than I thought. But I've got a bunch of questions coming in. And the first one is, for security cameras, what does Apex recommend for recording software? I mean, I never even thought of that.
Yeah, well, a couple of things. I'm not familiar with the recording software, but usually the camera will come with some type of recording utility. But one thing that's very important, this is in our latest statistics, there's a thing called the IoT. Do you know what that is, Carl?
The
Internet of Things. Okay. So a security camera.
IoT.
Yeah. So these are
infantry officer training.
There you go. There's a bunch of them. But in the malware cybersecurity space, the Internet of Things are all these devices that you buy and put into your business or your home. A security camera, a baby monitoring camera, the barbecue you can control with your phone.
Your fridge.
Your refrigerator or microwave that you can turn on remotely. There's so many things in your home now that you're connecting. Your doorbell, your Ring doorbell. All of these things are on the Internet. That's how you can get to them from your phone with an app.
Oh, yeah, your doorbell camera.
Yeah, you Ring doorbell or all those kind of things. The smoke alarms, the thermostats, all of these things are now being connected to the Internet. So that's what we call the Internet of Things.
That means you can hack those.
Those can be hacked. They're online. They have an IP address. And those hack attacks in the first 6 months of this year have gone up 55% versus last year, the same 6 months. So what you really need to do when you get those devices. And many times they're cheap devices. People buy a low-cost security camera that comes from China, mass-produced, not very secure, right? They're not building it with security in mind. Yeah.
Right.
And it has a default user ID and password to get onto the management utility to set it up and configure it and allow your phone to get to it. And you better change that password on there and don't leave it the default because everybody knows what that is on the dark web. So it's easy to run a scan.
And people who have cameras inside their houses, like their cat camera to make sure the cats are okay, anybody, you know anybody like that? I know people like that. They have cat cameras, make sure the cats are okay while they're away.
Yep.
But now anybody could hack in and see, well, there's nobody at that house right now.
Exactly.
No matter
or
what
when you are there, they can see what's going on. So
okay, this leads me to the next thing, because I don't have these things. Alexis. Whatever those are.
Alexa, yeah.
Yeah, Alexa. Tell me about that. I mean, because I'm hearing all types of weird things about that people can listen in from the company.
Yeah, they're not supposed to be doing that, but they've been caught several times doing exactly that. It's not supposed to be recording everything that's going on until you give it the command, which I won't say because it might trigger a few people's Alexas right now. But then it's only supposed to respond after that. But
let's turn them all on.
Yeah, and they're using that information to...
You mean there's just one password?
There's a code word you say to wake it up and give it a command, okay?
But isn't it your own
code
word?
So you can change it. So it could be, let's just say, I won't say the real one, I'll say, hey, Carl, okay? So I could tell my Alexa, hey, Carl, and it'll wake up, and then I can say, tell me what the weather's going to be like today, or order some more cat food, okay? So it's listening in after that command, but... For it to hear that command, it's got to be listening anyway. So
somebody can come in and people there at the other end could be listening to you. And this has happened.
This has happened.
How about my Siri? Is Siri listening all the time?
Siri's listening as well. So any of that, you need to be careful with.
And you mean Siri's always listening? I thought you had to, like, push that button to turn Siri on.
You can say, hey, Siri, and it'll wake up.
Same thing for Google. You can say, okay, Google.
Right.
It's going to wake up.
So,
and you know what? His phone just lit up.
Yep, and mine, and so.
And yours did too.
Yeah. So that's something you got to worry about. Like I said, I tell my kids and my family and everybody, assume everything you do is available out there, and be careful with it. Anything you post, anything you say on the internet, anything you speak into your phone, ultimately can be hacked and available. So err on the side of caution.
So, looks like I'm... Oh, my Apple Watch. Is that always on?
Yep. And it knows where you've been.
Right? Yeah, but I think I can turn that off, can't I?
You can turn that off.
And then most
of the features won't work on it.
Yeah, and they go, that's true. But, it's got things like, hey, can we use your location? You always see that. Yeah. And I always put down, no.
Right.
Yeah, or can we send you messages? No. It doesn't make any difference. They still send them to me. They still send me ads of things I looked at. I had people in here the other day who were talking about this, said they talked about with somebody about a vacation spot, and then, just talking, not looking at it on the computer, and all of a sudden they were getting stuff.
Absolutely. Yep. It's remarketing. That's targeted ads.
Can you all prevent that?
You can go into different devices that you have and disable some of that tracking. But again, an update can come through and re-enable it, and you don't know that. So you just need to be careful. And another example that we give people is public Wi-Fi. How many people go to a Starbucks or the library or somewhere and get on with their laptop on public Wi-Fi? Well, are you really connecting to the Starbucks Wi-Fi, or are you connecting to a bad guy? There's a device you can go on Amazon right now for $99 and buy the Wi-Fi Pineapple. It's a little box, has some antennas on it. Go sit at Starbucks, even in the parking lot within range, and now it hacks the Starbucks Wi-Fi, and it acts as the Starbucks or hotel Wi-Fi, so people come in, connect to it. They're actually connecting to the bad guy's laptop, and he's monitoring what you're doing.
It mimics SSID of the Starbucks.
And it can say secure.
It can
Starbucks
look secure.
Starbucks says it's not secure, but you can probably make it look like
it's secure. Look like it's Starbucks with its layer of security. So there are things you want to do when you're on public Wi-Fi, like use a VPN connection, virtual private network, which basically creates a secure tunnel through the public internet so that your information is encrypted and not accessible.
And you can do that with your computer then.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, look, we're here with Apex Technology Management. And before we run out of time, give people addresses, phone numbers. How do they get this? Your security checklist, which I hope you're going to leave with me.
Yeah.
You got one piece of paper here that I'm just going to grab before you get out of here. How do people get a hold of you all? Because this thing is Cybersecurity Month, and the things you're hearing today with two really nice guys is dark. I mean, this is dark, and everybody relies on their phones, their watches, their computers so much now. Well, people Absolutely. Are going to take advantage of you.
Your cars are now connected while you drive.
That's true.
And they can be hacked and controlled. So anyway, our normal Apex Technology Management is just apex.com, so you can go to that site and contact us through there. But our cybersecurity division, like I mentioned, is called digitalumbrella.com. So you can go there, or you can call our 800 number, which is 800-310-2739. Or go to send an email to securityinfo@digitalumbrella.com, and we'll send you out the cybersecurity self-assessment. And
for free.
You can go through that for free. It's just a one-page PDF we'll send, and it gives you a good idea of the different layers of security and asks if you have them in place. You can read some of them off.
I just want to say, just the first one, do you have a mechanism to ensure all firm computers and all devices on your network have a supported antivirus program? I mean, that's just simple like that.
Yep.
Well, George and Gustavo, thank you so much for being with us today. It's Cybersecurity Month. You know who to go to, Apex Technology Management. And we appreciate the time you've taken today.
Thanks so much, Carl.
Thank you.
Yeah, tomorrow we're going to have the Economic Development Corporation. We're going to have Dan Beans in tomorrow from REU. And I'll tell you why. It's because PG&E is getting ready to turn off the power tomorrow to Shasta County because of the fire danger. So we want to talk to Dan to talk about how this can be mitigated. If you're in Redding, you're safe. But if you're outside Redding, this could impact on you for days.
Your computers will go down.
Your computers will disappear. Everybody have a great day. We'll be back tomorrow. But I won't.